Teen reported missing has been found. Perry Township police say 16-year-old Alexander Martin had last been seen Monday leaving a home in the Colony Woods area. In a separate case, the sheriff's office searching for 48-year-old Matthew Lucas, who was last seen June 22nd at a home on Woodrush Drive Northwest in Plain Township. Lucas described as 6 feet tall, about 235 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information has to contact the sheriff's office. Alliance Council passed an 18-month moratorium on new data centers. Monday's temporary pause will stop new permits for data centers while officials study possible regulations. Council previously agreed to change zoning and restrict the centers to heavy industrial areas. Lawmakers also passed legislation to seek qualifications for up to $550,000 in repairs to the Alliance City Cemetery Mausoleum, which was damaged by a falling tree during a July 2025 storm. Other items include a $630,000 community development block grant plan and $500,000 in urban development action grants with Build Ohio and Canton for All People to build new affordable housing. Alliance police accuse a woman of assaulting an officer and resisting arrest during a domestic disturbance. 26-year-old Ayana Johnson was arrested Friday night after officers responded to an apartment in the 700 block of Mill Circle. Johnson was allegedly holding a knife, refused commands, threw objects at officers, and bit an officer during the arrest process. Johnson arraigned Monday in municipal court. He faces charges including assault on a police officer and criminal damaging. Man facing arson and other charges after Louisville police say he set an American flag on fire. 44-year-old Paul Bean of Louisville was arrested Monday following an investigation into the Sunday morning incident. Police say Bean was identified on surveillance video lighting a flag belonging to the Louisville Rotary Club. He also faces charges of criminal damaging and desecration of the flag. Louisville City Council has approved a contract to design a new city hall. Council selected Horner & King Architects Monday after determining new construction would be more practical than renovating the current 60-year-old building. Members also approved a lower price of roughly $7.1 million for the new fire station, an $8,900 contract with Orville-based Miller Builders for a new road salt storage building, and an agreement with the Regional Income Tax Agency to handle city tax collections. Massillon City Council considering stronger limits on where data centers could be built. The Independent reports new amendments would restrict data centers to heavy industrial zones, require a 400-foot buffer from residential areas, and require developers to show adequate water, electric, and wastewater capacity. The changes delay a final vote on the zoning rules, sending the proposal back to first reading. Jury trial canceled for convicted attempted murderer Frederick Herhoff in a separate Columbiana County case. The 66-year-old will appear in court August 28th on charges of menacing by stalking and attempted intimidation. He allegedly sent letters to the victim from jail after the June 2025 attack. Herhoff already serving at least 39 years for beating the woman with a baseball bat and setting her Fairfield Township home on fire. An EF1 tornado touchdown in Canfield Township during Sunday's severe weather. A National Weather Service storm survey determined the tornado had estimated winds of 95 miles per hour and traveled nearly 6/10 of a mile from the Austintown area into northeast Canfield Township. The tornado damaged trees in a home before lifting after about a minute. The Weather Service also confirmed a 90-mile-per-hour macroburst that caused widespread tree and power line damage across Mahoning County. No injuries were reported. State resources now available to help Mahoning County recover from Sunday's severe storms. Governor DeWine surveyed damage in Boardman and Canfield Township Monday. He declared a state of emergency, allowing Ohio agencies to provide equipment, supplies, and personnel for cleanup efforts. Schwebel Baking Company's planned shutdown of its operations, the subject of a federal lawsuit. The Teamsters Union claims the company is breaching contracts with current and retired workers over benefits, pensions, vacation pay, and severance. 10 union locals filed the suit in Youngstown seeking to have the dispute sent to arbitration. The shutdown affects 673 employees, including 370 at the Youngstown plant. The Youngstown man will be sentenced August 24th after pleading guilty in a fatal hit-and-run crash. Prosecutors say 43-year-old Laird Bruner was driving a vehicle that struck and killed 53-year-old Joseph Novosich as he was walking on Loveland Road last September. Bruner admitted Monday in Mahoning County Court to aggravated vehicular homicide and failure to stop after an accident. A convicted rapist sentenced to six consecutive life terms. 38-year-old Edward Weimer handed the punishment Monday. A jury found the former Garrettsville man guilty of rape and gross sexual imposition in April. The charges stem from the 2020 assaults of two young girls.